even when it was said, Baalpeh spoken out, or maybe only when the things were written inside the shtar. That's the doubt. Like Rashi says, Kigoyin gabi get, like I will get. Shekosav kilchosoy. The get was written a normal get. Ukeshemoisrulo, when the husband gave over the get to his wife, Oymar, he said like this, Ze gitchi meisi. This is the get when I die. Hilkach, therefore, loitom in the shtar. It's not like a regular shtar. Shekivun shekosav atenai etel azman. In a regular shtar, when you write everything down, you write today's date, and then you write your condition in the shtar. Then we say, Azman b'shtaiklameima, the Zman mechiach, to meyoyim komar, that since you wrote today's date, for sure you meant to say from today. Avol alpeh, but like here, we're in the shtar, in the get, you did not write down these words, im meisi. In the shtar, it's mashma, the shtar should be good from today. It's mashma, you wrote up a good shtar, a get, to give it to her right now. But only balpeh, when you gave it to her, you spoke out. So then the svar is, Dilma maybe kimosu nalei. When the husband now gives over the get to his wife and he speaks out in Macy, maybe hoda bein misman dishtara. Maybe the husband is retracting now that he does not want the get to be chal from today, the date that it has in the shtar, but rather he's only mosu nalei amanas liachamisa. He's only giving it to her that the get should be good after he dies. Since now when he gives it to her, he does not speak out to say, this get is from today if I die. But rather is just saying that when he dies, that's when the get should be good. So if so, maybe here Rabbi Yosi does not say his svara. That was Rav Huna's doubt. That maybe when it's, the Tanai is only Baal Peh, here Rabbi Yosi does not say this man could help us out. So Gemara asked the question, Omi Misafkele, is this a doubt for Rabbi Yosi? For your Tanan, we learned like this. It's the husband says, if a husband gives his wife a get right now, and he tells her, this should be the get if I do not come back to you within 12 months. And then the husband died in the middle of this year. Is there a get? The get is no good. Rashi says, because he only wanted the get to be good after the 12 months. And therefore, since the person died before the 12 months are up, the get is like liachami, so therefore the get is no good. That's what it says. Now, but Tony Allah, we learned on this, that Rabbi Seinu hitiru linose. Then no, the Rabbi Seinu said that get is a good get. In other words, even though when the husband dies, there's a brother alive, there's no children, there's no mitzvah yibum. The wife is allowed to remarry right away because of that get. And we say, Man Rabbi Seinu, who is this Rabbi Seinu? Who are the Rabbanim that say that? So even though he only said, I raise the gitchem lebos mikan de beschodesh, who he said the get should only be good after the 12 months. So why do we say when he dies the get is good right away? So my answer is, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Beidina de Shari Mishka. It was the same bezdin that was matta oil. Shalom the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is Shemin Shal Avodah Zarah Shal Akam Asranat. Just like they made a Nisa Cholav Akam, maybe the Tzad to make a Nisa Shemin Akam. The Gemara says, no, we do not make the Gezerah. Shemin Akam, Stam of a Goy, you make oil, we're allowed to use that oil. So that's where Abonim was Matir also. Vesavulah, what does that mean? Vesavulah Krebi Yosi, they hold like Krebi Yosi. The Yoma that Krebi Yosi Shitter is, Zmane Shel Shtar Machiachalov. That since in this get right now it has today's date in it, so even though when he gave it to his wife, he spoke out to say, even though he spoke out now that the get should only be if I don't come back within 12 months, but still, since inside the get you had today's date, that's Rabbi Yosi Svar to say that the get is chal today. It's only a condition that if he comes back within this year, that breaks the get. But if he does not come back within this year, then the get should be good from today. So therefore, if he dies in between, the get is a good get, because he'll never come home again anymore. So I call upon you, you see clearly here, Rabbi Yosi holds the sheet, even though it's Baalpeh. In the shtar, you don't have this condition written down. And the shtar was just a regular get with today's date. It was only Baalpeh, when the husband gave it over, he made this condition, in Meis Patech Yud Beis Chodesh. And still you see we have Rabbi Yosi Svara that the Zman of the Shtar is Machiach. So Gemara says, Ela rather mesafkele. Our suffix is like this. E alocha kereb yoisi ba'peh. Ayein alocha. That was Rav Huna's doubt. True. Rav Yoisi himself said it even ba'peh. Rav Huna's doubt was, do we paskin like Rav Yoisi ba'peh or not? So the Maria still no. Oh, me mesafkele. Does Rav Huna have a doubt about this? V'yomar Rabba, Omar Rav, Rava said, Harei ze gitcha. If a man says to his wife, here's the get that should be when he dies, or else Vishani Meis, when he dies, says, as I raise the get, that's called the good get. The get is chal right now. What about if the husband says, Kishamus, the get should be when he dies, or else he speaks out clearly, Yuliachamis, after he dies, then ain't the get. Then the get is no good. He says clearly these words, then for sure the get is no good. Now, Hechidami, what are we talking about over here? What is Rava talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me that the person spoke out clearly, the Rabban, we go according to Rabban and Shita, Tzrich Lameim, but you have to tell me. The Mishnah says clearly, if he says the word Mehayim, and he says in Meisi, or else, Vishani Meis, Shita is good. For your Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Mehayim, if somebody says from today, in Macy, Hareza get. So Pshita is good. That can't be the case. El Alav isn't the case talking about El Alav de Loyamalu Mayim. That he did not say the word Mehayim. And still, Reb Yasi. It goes according to Reb Yasi. So he did not say the word Mehayim. He only said what? In Macy. So you see clearly that we paskin like Reb Yasi. That why is the get a good get? Because since in the get was written today's date, even though what he's speaking out now about Pe in Macy, still we say the get is good. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yosef, Hashemin and Rava, the about Pe, Nami Yom Rabbi Yosef, Vihilchus, Akavosta, we pass on Rabbi Yosef. So what was Rav Huna's doubt then? So Shmamina, look at Rabbi Yosef. Skumar says, okay, Le Rava Pshitele, but I'll tell you, the Rav Huna, Masafkele, what's this a Bikasha? True, Rava told us clearly that's what he holds. Rava holds that we pass on Rabbi Yosef even, about Pe. But I'll tell you, Rav Huna had a doubt whether we pass like Rabbi Yosi when the condition was said Baalpeh and the Hayyim was written inside the Shtar, do we say it's from today or not? So that's Rav Huna's doubt. So the boy is saying another Tarzakhadeh is like this. Could we know what we're talking about now where the husband spoke out clearly and said Mehayyim in Nasi? And for Rabbanan, and I'll tell you, it goes according to Rabbanan Shita. So the question was then, Pshita says that already in our Mishnah. What do we have to have another case for? So I'll tell you, Vahani Lishnitzvichlei. We need it for the other Lishonis, the other parts of the memory of Rav we need it for. Now the person says, Shani Meis. Or he says, Shani Meis, Kim Meisi Dami. That even though he says the word Shani Meis, it also just means Kim Meisi. And therefore, if he says, Mehayoyim, Mim Meisi, or Mehayoyim, Shani Meis, also the get's a good get. He meant to say from today. Ma'ashen ken kishamus. If the husband says mehayim, kishamus, even though he says the word mehayim, but if he says kishamus, he says clearly he wants the get to be only after he dies, kiliacha misadami. Then avada the get is called kiliacha misadami, and the get is no good. So that was the pshat in Rav Huna. That's why Rav Huna has a doubt. And it could be Rav also has the doubt. What would be the pshat according to Rabbi Yosi? So we paskin like Rabbi Yosi when it was said ba'peh. Now the Gemara says the ikar demasni. Some learn lo asefa. Some learn Rav Huna's halacha on the sefa of our Mishnah. What does the sefa of our Mishnah say? The sefa says if somebody said ze gitcha liyachamisa, he tells his wife here's the get and the shofar's be after he dies. So the Mishnah says lo yamaklum, the get is no good. You're saying clearly you want the get to be after you die. That's not a get. And on this, the Gemara on this, Rav Huna says, Amar Rav Huna, or the Dibur Rav Yosef, you know, according to Rav Yosef's pshat, that since you have the date, today's date, in the shtar, so there's a doubt, maybe the get, he meant to make it from today, therefore, chaletzes, that you have to know, you could only give chalitza, you cannot give yibum. He would now, Mishnah says, Le'yom HaKlum, which would be mashma, the get is no good at all, and therefore when the husband dies, there should be a mitzvah yibum. You can even do yibum. Rav Huna says no. You can only do chalitza and not yibum. So Mar says pshita. Me disay for the rabbanu chalitza. Since according to the now the Mar speaks out. According to the seif, they tell him that rabbanu shita is chalitza. is Reisha Namid Rabbi Yosi Chaletzes. Pshita then that in the Reisha would also be Chaletzes. So Rashi says, Mid the Sefer, Ki Yom Mehayom Liyacha Misa. Tona Mastis and Chaletzes the Rabbonon. So you see, when you say the word Mehayom Liyacha Misa, it's a Sophic what it means. So, so in the Reisha also, even though you only say Liyacha Misa, but according to Rabbi Yossi, since when you have today's date in the shtar, it's like you said Mahayim, so Pshita, they both have the same halacha. Just like according to the Rabbanan Shita, when you speak out clearly Mahayim or Liachamisa, it's a doubt whether you mean today or do you mean Liachamisa, and therefore it's Chaletes. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Pshita, we don't need Rafuna. According to Rabbi Yossi, even though you don't speak out the word Mahayim, you just tell your wife, here's the get, and it should be Liachamis after he dies. Still, since you have today's date written in the get, that's like you spoke out Mehayim. So according to Rabbi Yosef, it should also be a suffix, whether the get's a good get or not. What do we need Rav Huna for? Tomorrow says no. Ma, the time I would have thought to say, Rabbi Yosef, Bohoka Rabbi Sirule. Maybe here, Rabbi Yosef holds like Rabbi. We'll soon see what Rabbi is. Rashi says, the Yomala, come on, getu, opolag rabbonin. That maybe Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shita. That if you say Mehayim Liachamisa, the get is good 100%. For sure you go after the words Mehayim. The Yoma Gita Malyev, it's a good get. For Chalitza Namiloy Tziboy, if so, you would not have to have Chalitza Ridom. Kamash Malandaloy. So that's what the Rav Huna is teaching us. That Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi. If even though it's as if you said the word Mehayim Liachamisa, Hebrew according to Rabbi Yossi, it's only a suffix. If you meant today only Yachamisa, but it's not for sure to say the get should be a good get. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Sabalok Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe tackles like Rebbe Yossi Shita, but Valer Rebbe Yossi Sabalok Rebbe, but Rebbe Yossi does not hold like Rebbe. What does that mean? Rebbe Lois Sabalok Rebbe Yossi de Katani. I'm not forget, the get should be like this, Kamash Vulon Deloy Rebbe Sabalok Rebbe Yossi, that Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Yossi. For Loi Rabbi Yossi, Sovla Karebi. And Rabbi Yossi also does not hold like Rabbi. Now the Gemara explains, what does that mean to say? Rabbi Loi Sovla Karebi Yossi, Rabbi does not hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Tony says like this, Kizeget. We'll soon see what Rabbi says. Rabbi says, Kizeget, this is the case of a get. It's only if you speak out clearly and say, Mehayoim Uliyachamisa. If you speak out clearly and say, Mehayoim from today, then the get is good. He says, Kizeget. Kizeget means only when you speak out. But if you don't speak out, you only have today's date written in the get, that's not enough. That's called lamuti de Rabbi Yossi. It's called excluding Rabbi Yossi's halacha. If you just have the date, but you didn't speak out, Mehayim, it's no good. Now, if Rabbi Yossi lesob lo karebi, Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi, the Ketoni, kizeh get, only like this case. Lamuti de Rabbi, not like Rabbi's case. Now, where is Rabbi? For the more Rabbi mahi, where's Rabbi's halacha? The Tanya, we learn like this. If someone speaks out and says, Mehayoim Uliyachamisa. Speaks out clearly, he gives his wife a get, and he says the get is from today, after he dies. So, get v'yayna get divrei chachamim. That's like our Mishnah. We have a suffix, which one of the two words does the husband really mean? Did he really mean Mehayoim, the get should be good from today, then it's a good get? Or did he really mean to say, no, the get should be good after he dies, the get's no good? Rebbe says, tis their get. Rebbe says, no, for sure this is a good get. I go after his first words, he said Mehayim, he meant to say the get's a good get. So that's Rebbe Shita. So therefore Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Yossi. Because Rebbe here said Kizeh get. Only if he spoke out clearly and says the words Mehayim. But if he don't speak it out, he only have it written in the shtar, that's no good, not like Rebbe Yossi. Now, Rebbe Yossi Mahi, where's Rebbe Yossi's halacha? It's not, we learn like that. Kisvu utnu get liyishti. The husband tells somebody, write and give a get to my wife. And he speaks out, im loibosi mikan vad yud beis chodesh. If I do not come back within 12 months, kisvu betach yud beis chodesh v'nosnu, liyach yud beis chodesh ein a get. If they wrote to get now, and they first gave it over, after yud beis chodesh get is no good. Because the Tanakhama holds that the husband said clearly to write the get first after the yud beis chodesh. So they have no right to write the get before the Yud Beis Chodesh. Therefore the Rabbanan said the get is no good. His husband said, Kisvu tenu get liishti im loibosi mikan v'yad Yud Beis Chodesh. So Rabbanan said, what the husband meant to say is, if I do not come back within 12 months, then you should go ahead and write up and give the get to my wife. But you have no right to write the get before the Yud Beis Chodesh. Therefore, if the Sefer wrote it up before the Yud Beis Chodesh, the get is no good. Rabbi Yossi says, "Kizeh get." No, you should know, this case the get is good. Is good. Why? Because since there's a date inside the get, therefore since we have a date, if you have a date inside the get, he meant to say, Mehayim, Travadi, you have a right to write up the get from today. In other words, if I don't come back within 12 months, the get should be from today. So that's the right of Yossi says, Kizeh. Mashmoni in this case, where you did not speak out clearly and say, Liyachamisa. But in the case of Rebbe's case, where would you say Mehayom Liyachamisa? If you'd speak out clearly and say Liyachamisa, that would not be good according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi does not agree to Rebbe. Yeah. Fine, then the Mishnah said, Ze Gitcha Mehayom. If a husband gives his wife, if the husband gives his wife a get and says, here's your get today, if he dies from this sickness, he's sick now. So he's telling you, if I end up dying from this sickness, then this get is a good get from today. The Yomad, then he gets up, Volach Meshuk, and he walks around on the street. So the Mishnah says, and then he became sick a second time, and he died. So we have to see if it's, he died from the first sickness, or he died because of the second sickness. Then the get would not be good. The get is only good if he died because of the first sickness. So Mar says, Omer Rafuna says, we had before, that Gita Kimat Nosai. The halachas of a get are the same halachas that you give away a present. That means, like a present of a shchid merah, of a person that's very sick. Ma mat nosa, just if a person is very, very sick, gives away a present, we say, im omat chayzer, if the person gets well again, he has the right to retract the present. That's a shchid merah. We say he only meant to give away the present because he thought he was dying. But now that he gets well, he has the right to say, I never meant to give away the present if I thought I would live. So if so, af gita, same halacha by get also. The halacha is the moment chayzer. If a husband is sick and says, give a get to my wife, and then he gets well, he stands up, he could be chayzer, the get is no good. Vaito ma gita, just like by get. Af agav the leipirish, even though it did not explain clearly. But kivan di omar tisk saivu, once he tells somebody to write a get for my wife, af agav the leyamatanu, even though it did not say give it to his wife, we have a right to write up the get and give it to his wife. Is af matnosik the same thing if a shchimera want to give away a present? That we say kivun the yom atenu. As soon as the person said tenu, give away this money to somebody, af agav de loikonamine. Even before they made a kinyan about it, that lemaisa the kinyan is chal. You don't have to make a kinyan. That's the matna shchimera. Just like when the shchimera says to ksayvu write to get for his wife. Now the Gemara is Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, if a husband tells his wife, "Zeh gitcha mehayoyim imeisim mechel izeh," here's a get that should be good from today, if he dies from this sickness. The Mishnah then says, "V'omad," and he gets up. He got up from this sickness. V'olach meshuk, and he started to walk around on the streets even. V'chol, then he became sick again. Umeis, and he died. So the Mishnah says, "I'm the nice." So we have to check him out to see imach mas cheli arishin meis. If he died because it was a relapse from the first sickness, it was the first sickness that caused the death, then hareis the get, then the get is good, because it's called he died from that sickness. Im lavdo, but if he didn't die because of the first sickness, it was the second sickness that caused him, then we say ain't a get, it's not called a good get, he did not die from the first sickness. Now the question is, according to you, Rav Huna, v'yamrit im omad chayzer, if you tell me once the person gets up, he has the right to retract. So, Lomla Yumdana, what do we have to see if he died from the first sickness or not? Even if he dies from the first sickness, but he got up already. He was sick and he got up. So once he gets up, right away it's an automatic retraction, so then the get should not be good. The Mishnah does not mean he got well in between. It means he changed sicknesses from one sickness to another sickness. But he never really healed up from the first sickness. For the Gemara, no. For Yomad Ketoni, says he got up. Gemara says, no, Omad Mecholi Zev, enough Lecholi Acher. It means he got up from this sickness, but he fell to the next sickness. He never really got well. For the Gemara, no. For Holach Beshukatoni, says he walked around in the streets. If the guy is dying sick, he doesn't walk around the streets. Mashm Omad means he got well. So if he got well, even though he later died because of that first sickness, according to Rav Huna, the get should not be good. Because as soon as you get well, even for a minute, that's an automatic bitl on the get. So Mara says, no. Al Mishantoi, he's not really walking around like a healthy person in the street. He's walking around on his cane, he's still sick. Walk Kamashman, this is what the